Officials in western Iowa are watching the rising Missouri River. Water breached a level in Pottawatomie County last night. This is the third protective structure in the area to breach due to the Missouri River's third round of flooding this year. Officials estimate about 40 homes are in the affected area. The county has sent out emergency alerts to people. Scott Manns is an emergency management specialist with the county.
That's just more water up in that part of the county, and it just gets close to I-29, so they're going to be watching that.
Water has also breached a berm and a drainage ditch in the northwest part of the county. The Iowa Department of Transportation is continuing to monitor I-29 to see if it needs to close a portion due to flooding. The Sioux City International Film Festival will kick off in 2 weeks. This year's theme is Women in Film. There will be workshops and chances to meet with filmmakers and see their creations at the Promenade Theater.
Really a fascinating thing for anybody who has any interest, especially for students. Students of you know, English, drama, the arts, they're going to love that.
Rick Mullen is the president of the Film Festival Board and one of the founders of the event that started 15 years ago.
We got tired of the stupid movies with just car chases and explosions, so we said there had to be something better. So we started writing to film schools and saying, can you submit some short films?
The Sioux City International Film Festival runs from October 3rd through the 6th with free workshops at the Convention Center and screenings at the Promenade Theater. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.